This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. First to Pakistan, where officials say opposition leader Benazir Bhutto will remain under house arrest for at least another day. Bhutto has announced that she's working to forge a partnership with Nawaz Sharif, the man overthrown as prime minister in a 1999 coup by Pervez Musharraf. She again demanded that the Pakistani president step down, dashing hopes by Western allies that Bhutto and Musharraf might form an alliance to confront a growing threat by Islamic extremists in Pakistan. Meanwhile, U.S. Envoy John Negroponte is on his way to try to get Musharraf to surrender the emergency powers he assumed last Saturday. More on the political crisis in Pakistan coming up later in the show. Retired New York Judge Michael Mukasey will be publicly sworn into office today as the next U.S. Attorney General. Mukasey will be the third Attorney General to serve in the Bush administration. He inherits a Justice Department battered under previous leadership of Alberto Gonzalez. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Michael Mukasey officially started his term as Attorney General late last week, but this morning is his first chance to address the Justice Department's employees publicly. President Bush will speak at the ceremony, and Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the oath of office. Mukasey has promised to be an independent Attorney General. His predecessor, Alberto Gonzalez, was frequently criticized for being too close to the White House. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into whether Gonzalez and others broke the law by considering partisan politics in hiring and firing decisions. Mukasey has said that as Attorney General, he'll make sure that hiring is based solely on competence and not political ideology.
That was NPR's Ari Shapiro. And just days after Mukasey started on the job, the Justice Department has reopened an inquiry into the government's warrantless wiretapping program. The investigation was shut down last year after investigators were denied security clearance. Former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told Congress that President Bush denied the clearance, not him. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been pushing an investigation into the domestic spying program to see if it complies with the law. Finally, Yahoo is taking some heat today for its handling of a human rights controversy in China. Yesterday, the internet search giant settled a lawsuit that accused the company of illegally helping the Chinese government jail and torture two journalists. The reporters were arrested for writing pro-democracy sentiments in emails and other online postings. China asked Yahoo to release the names of the email account holders, and Yahoo complied. The company had maintained it had no choice but to release the names. The settlement has reopened debate over internet companies cooperating with governments that deny freedom of speech and crack down on journalists. Yahoo would not say whether the settlement will change how it deals with future requests for information by the Chinese government. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.